At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Maga Nakshatra. Cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world through sound and dialogue, others through imagery and symbolic vision, and some through embodied feeling and ancestral instinct. Maga Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu and seated in the regal heart of Leo, is wired with ancestral memory, symbolic perception, and deep-rooted identity. Subconsciously, Maga operates from a place of lineage, legacy, and presence. Often guided not by the obvious, but by what has been carried down, inherited, or absorbed at a soul level. Their cognitive style, whether predominantly auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, is shaped by planetary placements that define how they access memory, meaning, and authority in the world. If Sun is in the first house in Maga, the native processes the world visually, but not just in terms of images. They see symbols, status, posture, and projection. They understand people and environments through what they visually represent, and they pay attention to details of presentation, appearance, or social roles. Their mind filters reality through visual cues of dignity and hierarchy. If Sun is in the seventh house, this visual awareness becomes externalized. They notice how others appear, perform, or position themselves socially, and may assess value through what is visibly displayed or omitted in partnerships. If Mercury is in the third house in Maga, the subconscious is auditorily attuned. These individuals absorb meaning through tone, rhythm, dialogue, and storytelling, often recalling conversations word for word or internalizing ancestral teachings heard in childhood. They are highly verbal, persuasive, and sharp in speech, often anchoring their sense of identity in what they've been told about who they are or where they come from. If Mercury is in the 10th house, this auditory strength becomes a public tool. They know how to speak with command, influence, and strategic clarity, reinforcing their role or status through well-chosen words. If Moon is in the fourth house in Maga, the cognitive pattern is deeply kinesthetic. These individuals think through feeling, ancestral memory, and bodily intuition. Their understanding of the world comes from what they sense in the atmosphere, especially in familiar, emotionally charged spaces. Their memory is stored emotionally and physically, often linked to ritual, comfort, or belonging. If Moon is in the 10th house, that kinesthetic style is projected into leadership or responsibility. They read the room, gauge others' feelings, and act based on an embodied sense of emotional timing and social appropriateness. If Ketu is in the first house, their cognitive style becomes nonlinear, often blending all three modalities, but always through a lens of detachment and soul memory. These natives often have sudden flashes of understanding, not through logic, but through resonance. They simply know. They may not remember facts, but they remember energy, presence, power dynamics. If Ketu is in the fifth or tenth, their processing becomes even more mystical. They're tuned into collective memory, karmic impressions, or ancestral patterns, often absorbing insight without formal study. Maga's subconscious doesn't learn the way others do. It remembers. It processes the present by referencing the past, especially the unseen or unspoken authority embedded in heritage, ritual, or energetic dominance. Whether through speech, image, or embodied knowing, Maga's cognition is filtered through a sense of legacy. Their evolution lies in learning to use that inherited strength not to recreate outdated systems, but to restore timeless truths with clarity, dignity, and awareness. Maga Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are motivated by the desire to rise, lead, and claim their rightful place, while others are propelled by the need to avoid disrespect, failure, or disconnection from their roots. Maga Nakshatra, steeped in themes of legacy, dignity, and ancestral pride, often walks the line between the two, striving toward greatness, yet deeply aware of what must never be repeated or lost. Whether a MAGA native is primarily towards oriented, seeking status, contribution, recognition, or away from motivated, avoiding shame, disempowerment, or irrelevance, depends greatly on planetary placements, particularly in houses tied to identity, responsibility, and visibility, like the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th. If Sun is in the first house in MAGA, the motivation is strongly towards. These individuals seek to embody leadership, express their authority, and shine through contribution. They are driven by an inner sense of royalty, not arrogance, but purpose. They move toward positions of influence because they feel born to lead or represent something larger than themselves. If Sun is in the 10th house, that same drive becomes even more visible. They are ambitious, often feeling a duty to uphold a legacy, build a reputation, and leave a mark that outlasts them. If K2 is in the 4th house, the motivation becomes more away from oriented, especially in the emotional and ancestral realms. These individuals may carry a subconscious memory of emotional disconnection, loss of homeland, or karmic disillusionment with the past. Their actions are often aimed at not repeating the emotional mistakes of the lineage, and while they may not always know why, they are drawn to distance themselves from pain, guilt, or familial burdens. If K2 is in the 10th, their away from drive may manifest as a subtle rejection of traditional success, feeling strangely disconnected from ambition, yet still moving carefully to avoid being forgotten or ineffective. If Mars is in the 3rd house, the motivation is powerfully towards oriented, but in a personal and tactical way. These natives want to prove themselves through effort, courage, and mastery of their skills. Their motivation often revolves around competence and conquest, even in small arenas. If Mars is in the 6th, this drive becomes more disciplined. They work to overcome obstacles and rise above limitation, motivated by a need to win, heal, or outperform. The towards drive here is practical and persistent. If Moon is in the 1st house, motivation fluctuates. Often in-time emotional response steers the ship. But under pressure, the Moon in MAGA can lean away from, particularly when faced with criticism, vulnerability, or disrespect. These individuals act not only to build emotional safety, but to protect the throne of their inner self-image. If Moon is in the 7th, motivation often becomes relational, seeking emotional validation through others, but also acting to avoid abandonment or disempowerment within close partnerships. MAGA's soul craves dignity, impact, and legacy. Whether moving toward honor or away from disgrace, every step is filtered through what their name, lineage, and position represent. Their challenge lies in recognizing when they are fueled by the past's shadows versus when they are inspired by a future vision. When conscious, MAGA becomes a noble force, not just climbing to rule, but rising to restore what was once revered and is now ready to evolve. MAGA Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people are inwardly focused, guided by their personal sense of purpose, inner identity, and emotional center, while others are outwardly attuned, sensitive to social dynamics, reputation, and the perceptions of others. MAGA Nakshatra, ruled by K2 and rooted in themes of ancestral legacy, dignity, and karmic authority, is often torn between the two. On one hand, it carries an internal compass, shaped by deep-rooted pride and spiritual self-awareness. And on the other, it holds a keen awareness of social hierarchy, public recognition, and its role in the collective narrative. Whether a MAGA native's attention leans primarily towards self or others depends greatly on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 7th, 4th, and 10th houses. If Sun is in the 1st house in MAGA, attention is solidly self-directed. These individuals are acutely aware of who they are, what they represent, and the personal standard they must uphold. Their gaze turns inward, not for self-doubt, but for self-alignment. They act from an internal mandate, I must live up to the name I carry. They are not easily swayed by others' opinions because their attention is anchored in self-honor. If Sun is in the 7th house, that attention shifts outward. They become highly attuned to how others perceive them. And while the self is still strong, it begins to form in response to relationships, admiration, or rejection. If Moon is in the 4th house, attention is deeply internal and emotional. These individuals are constantly checking in with their inner emotional atmosphere, needing a sense of peace and rootedness before extending themselves outward. Their sense of identity comes from within, quiet, inherited, and emotionally encoded. But if Moon is in the 10th house, the attention becomes externalized. They start to identify with public roles, family legacy, or how emotionally validated they feel through outer achievement. Their inner world is still rich, but now mirrored in external success or public responsibility. If Mercury is in the first house, attention is internal but analytical and mentally active. These natives have a constant internal dialogue, self-questioning, evaluating, and refining their thoughts or image. They tend to assess everything through the lens of, what does this say about me? If Mercury is in the seventh, their attention becomes more socially responsive. They focus on others' thoughts, words, and expectations, often becoming masterful at reading the room, adapting speech, and influencing perception. If K2 is in the first house, attention becomes detached from self-image, yet still strangely self-focused. These individuals observe themselves from the outside, always questioning their identity, sensing that they've lived many lives, and rarely getting emotionally attached to how they appear. If K2 is in the seventh, their attention to others can become either hyper-aware or completely disengaged. They may enter relationships karmically, then pull back as if watching from a distance, unsure whether the connection is real or merely symbolic. Maga Nakshatra is shaped by a paradox. It seeks to honor the self as an embodiment of legacy, while also earning the acknowledgement of others to fulfill that legacy outwardly. Its evolution lies in learning how to stay rooted in inner dignity while participating consciously in the social stage. When balanced, Maga doesn't just play to the crowd or isolate in pride. It becomes a leader who is aware of its inner worth and the power of its presence in the lives of others. Maga Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals absorb life in big picture themes, seeking symbolic meaning, archetypal patterns, and legacy level understanding. Others prefer precise details, digesting one concept at a time, building clarity through step-by-step observation. Maga Nakshatra, associated with ancestral wisdom, authority, and karmic memory, often leans toward a big chunk style of processing, not because it ignores the details, but because it is more concerned with significance than structure. However, depending on planetary placements, especially in the first, fifth, or ninth houses, Maga's mind can swing between the macro-level visionary and the microscopic evaluator. If Sun is in the first house in Maga, understanding is distinctly big picture. These individuals seek the essence of things, what it represents, what it symbolizes, and where it fits in a larger hierarchy of meaning. They don't need every detail. They need to know what matters, what carries weight, and how it aligns with their sense of purpose or honor. If Sun is in the ninth house, this macro view expands. They begin to see patterns in philosophy, culture, and destiny, often connecting personal insight to cosmic design. If Mercury is in the fifth house, the thinking style becomes more little chunk, with a focus on structure, details, and breakdown of information. These natives prefer clarity over grandeur. They like to dissect ideas, understand how systems work, and communicate with precision. If Mercury is in the ninth, the scope widens, but there's still a mental need to categorize and understand concepts logically, even within a larger framework. This gives Maga both breadth and precision, especially useful in roles requiring teaching, public speaking, or interpretation of tradition. If Moon is in the fourth house, understanding is intuitive and associative, often absorbed emotionally rather than intellectually. While it leans toward big picture in terms of emotional memory and symbolic resonance, it may also process experience in small emotional fragments, needing time to integrate meaning through feeling, safety, and familial context. If Moon is in the 10th house, this emotional processing becomes publicly applied. They understand the emotional tone of power, status, and responsibility, often shaping their worldview based on how things feel in hierarchical or social spaces. If K2 is in the first house, the chunk size becomes non-linear. These individuals don't process through logic or steps, they just know. Understanding comes in symbolic downloads or ancestral impressions, often bypassing traditional learning structures. Their chunk size may appear big, but it's often beyond structure. It's karmic, intuitive, and rooted in spiritual memory. If K2 is in the fifth, they may feel detached from traditional knowledge altogether, understanding things through mystical insight rather than method, which makes them profound but difficult to explain. Maga's natural processing style is generally macro-oriented, seeking meaning, significance, and legacy more than lists or timelines. But when grounded by Mercurial or Saturnian influence, it can sharpen into detail-focused learning, especially when trying to preserve, refine, or teach sacred knowledge. Maga doesn't just want to know. It wants to understand why it matters across time and whether it serves the soul's greater journey. Their evolution lies in balancing the weight of their heritage with the clarity of understanding so that what they inherit becomes a gift, not a burden.